Deborah Balcom is a volunteer with Hearts of Life Animal Rescue in Hopkins County. In an attempt to let people know more about her group and what they do for stray animals, Ms. Balcom visited KSST Wednesday with two wonderful puppies that are available for adoption now.
I am affiliated with Hearts of Life Animal Rescue. We are a no-kill animal shelter, actually the only no-kill animal shelter in this county. I live in the county. We have a real problem with animals just being dumped, being abused, and we have nowhere to take an animal in the county. In the city, of course, we do have the city shelter. But we are no-kill. We have taken in animals that are just strays on the side of the road. They have been actually dumped at our facility. These little guys here, back during the winter when we had our first big ice storm, a local bus driver contacted us and said that he had just passed a paper box, big cardboard box with puppies in it and two adult dogs in a ditch. And even though our facility was full then and is full now, it was one of those things where, you know, you can't leave animals out to just freeze to death. So we picked the little guys up, and one of our volunteers fostered these two, and I believe she had six puppies at that time. They were old enough to wean. She took them. The others have been adopted out. These are the last two of the puppies. I actually have their mama at my house right now because we've been doing some renovation at the shelter. So, anyhow, these little guys are 14 weeks old. This is Nugget. The little brown one is Nugget, and the little black and white one that's behind Nugget is Buckshot. And they are heeler mixes. Mama is a heeler. Our adoption fee is $90 per pet, and that's in spite of the fact that we quite often hear people say, oh, I can get a dog for nothing. Well, for $90, you get all of their parvo distemper shots are done. They are wormed. When they come of age, that pays for their spay or neuter and their rabies shot, all for $90.
Yeah.
If you have ever had a pet to go to the vet, just to have all that done, that's probably, you're talking four times more than $90 to have it all done.
Deal, yeah.
So when we get the $90, that goes directly to the vet clinic that helps us out, and that's what it's for. So we don't make any money for it. We are a nonprofit organization. We don't have a single paid employee. In fact, I thought I was going to be running late this morning because I've been out at the shelter feeding and cleaning this morning. So.
Now, somebody, if they show up, what are the shelter hours? When are you open?
Well, we see, it's since it's all volunteer, it's one of those things where you just need to call.
Okay.
And that number is 903-439-5019.
And you kind of make
and
an appointment.
Just make an appointment. We are completely full. We're trying to renovate. We've come a long way with our renovation. We're trying to get all of our dogs on concrete. Everybody under shelter. We have about 27 dogs now that are under shelter on concrete. And we have about that many that are not. So we have about 50 dogs right now. But we are having another pet adoption the last weekend of the month at Pet Sense.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday. So we will have a lot of pets there. And we just desperately need homes. We have older animals, and a lot of people want puppies. But we have some wonderful adult dogs that all they want is a loving home. They've been, some of them have been abused, some of them have just been dumped out, but they need a little time and they need some help, and they make the most wonderful pets in the world. And so we, all, of course, always need volunteers. We always need donations because we don't get a penny from anything other than our most generous supporters that we have.
KSST News.